This is Dr. Miguel Itano, detaining for patient Zenaida Hill, medical records 151-800, date of birth 7-1-1988. Refer physician Dr. Miguel Trevino. Procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, esophageal dilation, date of the procedure October 12, 2022. Indications, dysphagia, history of past esophageal dilation, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, incomplete, non-obstructive, wide open chest screen, next number, polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach, next number, otherwise stomach EGD, pure paragraph. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum, complication, non-immediate, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Of procedure, aspirin, EGD, template, pure paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, apionoma, pure paragraph, esophagus. There's a non-obstructed incomplete chest screen period. There's a small hiatal hernia present period. Esophageal dilation performed from 18 millimeters to 20 millimeters with a CRE balloon period. This was done empirically, even though no esophageal stricture was seen, given the patient prior history of dysphagia period. Biopsies were taken for mid-proximal and distal esophagus via eosinophilic esophagitis, pure paragraph. Stomach, there's multiple polyps in body and fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken, period. Mild erythema in the antrum body, biopsies taken, radish pylori, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, enteric flow measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, next number, follow open GI in 3 to 4 weeks, period. If dysphagia continue, patient may need esophageal manometry.